kicking around.
Dude, there was this guy.
What? Go ahead.
There was this guy who was like a strength trainer for our football team in high school, and we were at my friend's college or my friend's graduation party in high school, and my dad was talking to this guy, and he was a fucking lunatic. He was like always a hard ass.
Yeah.
And
the strength and conditioning coaches are always like, they always wear gym shorts, thick socks, and they're just all about.
He was fucking roided out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hard.
That's awesome.
And my dad's talking to him, and my dad's like, this guy's a pussy. Like, he sees right through all the fucking, like, hey, what's up? And then a fly landed on him, and he killed it and ate it in front of my dad. And my dad was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And left. Anyway, I guess you got to know who
Wait,
this
guy
is.
Wait, that guy ate a fly. Like,
he ate a bug.
Like,
the
your
first
dad was going to be like, will you be my dad?
Yeah. Like, the first time he met my dad, he tried to be a hardo and eat a bug in front of my dad. And my dad was like, you're a retarded guy. Why is this retarded guy eating bugs in front of me?
Your son's in good hands here. Floss. That's just such a dumb meathead. That's like a really, it shows you like the maturity those guys have mentally when they're just like that. When
trying
they're
to
like,
big time someone's dad by eating a bug. Because
they just big time kids the whole time. Yeah, that's their whole purpose, is just to big time kids and be like, true. What are you lifting today? Is your nuts drop yet?
Dude,
like,
we had three different strength coaches in high school. And the first one, I think because it was a volunteer job.
Oh, okay.
So these
that's
are all
even bigger
nuts. Yeah. These are all nuts. The first guy was this wigger
that's
that
great.
Showed up.
Yo.
He had TV screens in the back of his car in the seats. And he was like, yo, everyone, check this out. We're all
shit,
high school
dude.
Freshmen. He put porn on
on
his TV. He was like, hell yeah. And we're all like, dude, this guy's the best ever.
Dude, this guy's so cool.
He went to jail for a while.
What did he go to jail for?
I forget. I don't know. But I saw him at a bar a few years ago. And he handed me, he was like, Gillis, what's up, dude? I was like, oh, shit. What's going on, man? And he handed me a business card. He was like, I'm doing a lot of entertainment stuff. Like,
that's
you want
to?
He's like, if you need any help. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. He hands me a business card. His business card was him with a motorcycle in his living room, like holding a fucking Kawasaki with
a
vest.
That's the saga of every comedy show organizer. It's pretty much what happens. They get like show kids porn at high school football, arrested, come out of jail, and they're like, all right, I'm going to run comedy shows.
I just have two questions just to put this story completely in perspective for me. What kind of wigger was he? Was he like grilling Paul Wall, like what up?
Not goofy.
Was he like MC Search?
Or was he like sensual R&B wigger? Was he like, what's up, Gillis? Like, yo, this girl's just smooth. Y'all want to see this dude just fuck a chick in the backseat of my
I think he could turn it on, dude, because he definitely was that when he was showing us porn.
Like, yo.
He was definitely like, yo, y'all guys want to see something cool? We were like, yeah, definitely. He was like, porn in my Jetta.
Because that's like the cool, the more accepted wigger is the one that's like R&B smooth. Like, yo, girl, let me talk to you real quick. He's like, yo, I'm gonna show these kids some porn in my car. It's such a weird thing to be like, because you know the machine's not in the seat, so he's gonna go to the back and be like, all right, disc two.
DVD in this,
it's gotta be tough to be a white dude with a grill. Be a tough life.
Well, you better be southern. And you better be from the goddamn dirt.
Yeah,
if you're a white dude walking around the grill, because then if you see that, you're like, okay, you know, like, came up.
Grills are cool as fuck.
No,
dude.
No.
Grills are sick.
I don't know.
No,
I stand by.
It's
grills.
It's cool in theory, but like, if I had a this hat caused me like a slight buzz of anxiety all day. If I had like diamonds in my teeth all day, like, God, I'm a fucking idiot.
That hat's cool, man.
It's pretty cool.
It's a good hat.
You look cool.
I don't like to accessorize. That's my thing.
Nah, me
and
neither.
A grill just seems like that would kind of throw.
It's
me
been
off.
A big struggle for me.
What, accessorizing?
Now I got to start
getting a
like,
grill. Dude.
Yeah, I got to get some fucking grill. I got to get changed.
You get your mouth iced out.
Dude, I actually saw a guy with like a sick, thick, like a silver bracelet, like a Cuban link. It was, I went to go get my medical marijuana card yesterday, and I'm like hoping it was like a legitimate, like the dude's legit. Like he's getting it for me.
What'd you say? Why do you need it?
I tried to claim PTSD, and he was like, you need papers for that. He's like, does your back hurt? I was
Wait, PTSD from what?
Fucking life, dude. So then, like,
I heard that. I'm going through a tough bout right now.
What's so funny about that, dude? If his doctor heard that exact argument, he goes, I mean, all right.
You got it. You definitely have.
I was like, my back hurts. He's like, no, for real? I'm like, yeah, my back fucking hurts. So he's like, all right, man. But
carrying the weight of this conversation. He's like, what?
He had like a super thick silver bracelet on and everything.
Dude, that's awesome. He just smells like cologne. He's all... You want weed? Dude. He goes, do you want to watch porn in the Yukon?
It's definitely after you do the comedy shows. You're like, actually, he's a doctor.
Yeah. So. Dude, here's the thing that you don't think about. Some shitty people can become doctors. I think every time we're like, they're doctors, it's like, yes, so what?
Yeah, most people I know that became doctors and shit are shitty.
But they're just like...
They just studied. They went to school because their parents had money.
No, I know my cousin's husband's a doctor, and he's like a good guy. He's like a really good guy. Mm-hmm. But then you see other doctors, and you're like, yeah, I would imagine that some shitty people were like, well, 8 years of school.
There's also got to be really shitty medical schools, too, that you can really skip.
Yeah! That fly just went straight up in my face.
The funniest part.
That was crazy.